This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Would it be an embarrassing loss for the Steelers? Because they're trying to paint it that it's not.
It would be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a short week. I get that. And it's going to be the weather is going to stink. And I understand all that as well. Nick, it's unequivocally an embarrassing loss for the Steelers if you lose this game. The Browns can't do anything right now.
But the only thing is, I do wonder, there is a national love fest going for Kevin Stefanski right now around football. We had Ross on yesterday. I got steamrolled by Ross because I didn't know he wanted to go have a fight. He wanted to have a fight.
That was a Donnybrook. Although we were quiet on our end. We just kind of let him talk. And then all the comments were like, Ross body bagged you.
It's like he did because I didn't know we were having a fight.
Well, no. People are like our buddy Jack Duffin was like, he really got you with all the facts. It's like, what facts? The confidence pills are now facts? That's not a fact.
Did that one stick in your craw a little bit?
A little bit.
It's okay. I'm still on
it. I like
it
Jack,
really
but like,
no, I mean,
that's not a fact.
But, like, everybody is coming to the defense of Kevin in the way that Ross Tucker is.
Well, but this is the push,
and
Nick.
So
this
is the push. But I think that's the point is I think people around football have actually gotten back to rooting for the Browns because they don't want Kevin Stefanski get fired. So
you're
going to hear people say, Stefanski's record in the AFC North, they've got a chance tonight. They're going to settle a fight for
it. No. I'm going to put this pretty simple for a lot of people out there. I don't think Ross is that in when it comes to the Browns brass or anything like that, that he would be a part of the people I'm going
to jump in. They all went to Ivy League schools, just like me.
I don't know. I don't know that Ross is that connected to it. I think Ross genuinely just believes that that's what he wants to have happen, and he's just seen a lot of football carnage. He'd love to be able to see Kevin Stefanski get more opportunities and more chances and have more than half of a decade. I think when it comes to Schefter, who is now singing the same praises and the same tune, and I think when it comes to Mary Kay is as plugged into this team as anybody that I know and anybody in football. I don't think it's an accident that now Schefter, Mary Kay, and we throw Ross in there as well, are all singing the same tune. The call's coming from inside the house, Nick.
Yeah, but do you
they're reporting what they're being told, I would imagine. And take it for what it's worth.
But let's be clear about the lyrics. The lyrics are for now.
Well, that's the important part.
Everybody's taking what
everyone knows. You can't predict Jimmy Haslam.
Well, and here's the thing. Everybody knows 2-15 is a possibility. And you just can't, in the NFL, to go 2-15, it's an all systems failure. This is you ended up in fat camp singing show tunes trying to slave off about 5-10 pounds at a time.
Do fat camps, do they still exist?
Oh, yes. Yeah, but now they're called health clinics. Yeah, they don't call them fat camps anymore. They've changed the branding on it.
That is good branding. Good PR by Big Fat
really,
out there.
It's Big Skin.
Big
Skinny, as they're known. But that being said, I don't think people realize how much mileage Browns fans are going to get out of this in the next 48 hours if the Browns do win this game, because we're the first people to say, boy, does this team suck.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if they lose this game. Like, if they lose this game, I think a lot of people are going to look at Schefter, they're going to look at Mary Kay, they're going to look at Ross, and they're going to say, you're defending this.
No. I agree with that, and I think I don't want to say that Browns fans are rooting for failure tonight, because I don't think any of that is true. I think we're all wanting that win tonight, regardless. Well, I shouldn't say all, because there was one or two people on Twitter who don't want to win tonight. I can't live in that reality. I have to root for my team, even if I know big picture it's not the best thing for you. But I digress. But in terms of a loss to this Browns team, it would honestly disprove the Ravens game. The Ravens game
from the Steelers' perspective.
Yeah, from the Steelers' perspective, the Ravens game was supposed to be the almighty, the anointing.
Yeah, I think the Commanders were the start of that because up until then, I mean, they did beat the Chargers. We just kind of dismiss it, but that's because the Chargers weren't very good at that point, and Herbert was banged up. They beat the Falcons. That was very early on in the season. I kind of throw those games away. I just tend to. I think the Commanders game was the we arrived with Russ game for the Steelers, and I think the Ravens game, that's the one that a lot of Steelers fans are really clinging on to.
All right, so then I'll throw this up.
They didn't look good, and everyone knows they didn't look good in that game.
Would this be a worse loss than the Ravens' win would be a good win?
Whoa, you lost me there. Can you do that one more time?
No, not really, because it was a very convoluted way of saying the question. So as wins go, would this be the worst possible loss for the Steelers? Because I don't think the Ravens are the best possible win for the Steelers. It would be the Chiefs or the Bills right now.
Yeah, this is just another game on the Steelers' schedule. I mean, it is. It's an AFC North game, but it's just another as far as
Tomlin's talking it up.
Yeah, but
Tomlin doesn't want to get greased in this game.
It's all fugazi. It's not real.
Fugazi.
It's not real. You know it, and I know it. It's not real.
I just like when you say fugazi. You kind of went to like a voice there, like hey, fugazi.
You have to a little bit. I turn into Tommy DeVito when I do it.
See, it's funny you were thinking about. I was thinking Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So wait. So I've lost the plot in my own head here as we're having the conversation.
We both lost the plot as we go around the AFC North.
I think it had something to do with the loss and the better and the worse and the whatever.
I mean, if you're trying to judge Steelers wins or losses, this is not the game that Steelers fans are going to judge it off of in the win column. If you lose this game, then I do think there's going to be a little bit more panic that some of the things I'm saying about the Steelers is actually rearing its ugly head and could be true. The idea that Russell Wilson right now maybe got the most because he was better to have a better deep ball than Justin Fields, but really that's just built on a house of cards. That's just a lie waiting to happen, and they're going to have to win just defense and defense alone, and we'll see how far that takes you in the NFL.
So based on what you're saying, judging off what I've heard this week, Steelers fans have been so loud and demonstrative for a team that, quite frankly, they shouldn't.
I haven't heard it the same way.
I feel like it's – well, okay, again, maybe this is a case of I'm judging by social media. Like, I've noticed an uptick this week in just Brown-centric things that yins have been out on, trying to antagonize me, and you know me. I don't really give a damn about any of that, so it doesn't work. I've seen one or two things that have worked. Ken in a shoot. I've seen other hosts of the station kind of hear from yins and getting mad about it. Like, I think this would be an embarrassing loss because I think they think this is a cakewalk. And the number one reason I'm rooting for a Browns win is,
I mean, shouldn't they think this is a cakewalk if you're them?
Yes, which is exactly why it would be a horrific loss if the Steelers lost this game.
Yeah, we're getting to the same spot then.
Yeah. And I like, it's honestly getting me excited the game.
It's embarrassing for Pittsburgh. It's sad, though, that's going to be the best redeeming quality of tonight if they win and they win big. It's not like, oh, Stefanski's saving his job, and we'll talk about all those angles. But the sweet justice for tonight and tonight alone would be the idea that you'd be exposing the Steelers and giving them an awful loss.
Yeah, I don't see anything sad about that. I think that sounds like a lot of fun. Like this is
it's a good time. It's a good time the same way in eating pizza for two straight meals is a good time.
All right, that felt personal. I will tell you, I said earlier, the Browns can't hurt me anymore. That is true. They can thrill me. We're almost in a situation where you're in a no-lose situation.
I was going to say, are we in a win-win situation?
Yes, and it's the weirdest way.
How do we get a win-win territory in a two-win team?
If you lose to the Steelers, we can all do the big picture thing of, well, you're supposed to lose, and now...
And we will, by the way.
You're one game closer to the end of the season, and you got a top-three pick and all that stuff. But if you win, man, do we have some bleep to hand out for Pittsburgh fans to eat.
I think you might be right. We are so far away from expectations for this team right now, and we're really just living in a win is gravy, and that's it. Now, there is the Browns fan that'll turn this around and say, a win tonight kills your draft stock, and a win tonight doesn't help out your chances, but we're not there yet. Me and you aren't there yet.
Yeah, there are a few people on social media there. Daryl Ryder joins us next. We'll get into this alleged no-lose situation for the Cleveland Browns on 92.3 The Fan.